Knowledge is not power, but the application of knowledge is power. First, the knowledge.
Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. He gave us his name to live by. He says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do in the name of Jesus Christ.
And now, the application of the knowledge.
Have you learned to use the name of Jesus? Most of us have never used the name of Jesus, except in prayer, in asking God for something. But the name of Jesus is an instrument.
It's time to learn with Pastor Chris how to use, when to use, and where to use this instrument in this exciting teaching series titled, Using the Name of Jesus. Stay tuned.
Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Let me read something to you from the book of Micah. Ever heard of Micah? Some say Micah. Whatever it is, if it sounds that way, just go there. I want to read to you from chapter number 4, Micah chapter number 4. Oh, glory. I want you all to read verse 5. I don't know what you're saying. Can you try to read it again? 1, 2, go, 4. Did you see that? For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. So whether or not you know it, you're walking in the name of your God. The problem with many Christians is they have not identified themselves. God is saying to them, everybody's working in the name of his God. What's the matter with you? You ought to work in the name of your God. They're all working in the name of their God. Read it again. Hallelujah. Everyone will walk in the name of his God. It says, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Walking in the name of your God. That's what Paul was talking about. Come to it. Would you turn to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 15, and read verse 5 to me? St. John, chapter 15, read verse 5. Said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. You You know, we can read that line alone and go out and be victorious and be successful at everything and anything. Any day and every day. All through life. Just that line is enough for me to be victorious. Look at it again. Look at it. What a powerful truth. Do you meditate on the scriptures? Do you meditate? We're supposed to meditate, not just read. We're supposed to meditate. If you don't meditate, it can get deep into your spirit. Let's look at it. I am the vine. Jesus is talking. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He's the stem of that plant. And we are the branches. The life is coming through the stem to the branches. The branches don't support the stem. The stem supports the branches. All right? And it's the same life that's coming through the stem that's going into the branches. And the branches are the fruit-bearing parts of the plant. They bear the fruit, not the stem. The branches. That's why when you talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you're not talking about the fruit of the Holy Ghost. You're talking about the fruit of the recreated human spirit. The born-again human spirit. Jesus says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. See, there are different truths that we need to understand. Different truths in the Word of God. And we need to know when you have a greater truth. There's a lesser truth and there's a greater truth. Like you talk about light, a lesser light and a greater light. For example, when we say we are the ambassadors of Christ, that's a big truth. I'm his representative, that's a big truth. But when I read, I'm the vine, ye are the branches, that's a greater truth. It's wonderful to be his representative. I didn't have to have the same life with him to be his representative. The prophets one time were his representatives. Anybody that he sent for something would be his representative. But when he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Oh my goodness. That's talking about something high class. It's another level. He's saying, listen, we are one. And I'm thinking, yeah, we are one. That's right. Together, right? He said, I don't mean we are together. There's something more than that. All right, we are friends, right? Yeah, but there's something more. Okay. Jesus is my elder brother. He says, that's not what I'm talking about. I said, Lord, so what are you talking about? He's talking of a oneness that's beyond all of those definitions. Are you hearing me? There's a oneness that's beyond all of those definitions. Now, he said it in his description of his relationship with the Father. He said, don't you believe that the Father is in me and I in him? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. There was a oneness in his relationship to the Father that the Jews couldn't understand. Moses never said that about God. Joshua never said that about God. Not even the big friend of God, Abraham, said that about God. Don't you understand? That's one reason when I say, well, there's a lot of these guys, you know, talking about covenant and thank God for covenant. I've studied about covenant. I know about covenant. All the covenants in the Bible. I know. I understand that. We talk about covenants. I understand that. And that we are in covenant with God. I understand all of that talk about covenant. It's a lesser truth. Do you understand? It's a lesser truth. The covenant brought us into being. You see, so it's not true that we are in covenant with God or in covenant with Jesus. We're not. That's the reality. It was that covenant that brought us into being. Because of the covenant, the new creation became possible. You see, the new creation is not in covenant with God or Jesus. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, it's so important. That's why I said there are different levels of truths. Like this one. When Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. They're looking at him. These were his last teachings before the crucifixion. They're looking at him. What is he saying? They didn't understand. There are some teachings, there are things that John brought out. You don't find this in Matthew, you don't find it in Mark, you don't find it in Luke. Three writers, and none of them said anything about this oneness that John talks about. Where were they? How come they didn't hear it? If it was common knowledge in the day of the disciples before the death and resurrection of Jesus, how come none of them said anything about it? Look at, study John in St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. He says some mind-blowing things. But as many as received him, to them he gave power. That's chapter 1, verse 12. To become the sons of God, which were born not of blood. And he comes into another level, and all of the other writers don't even have the suggestion. The other writers majored on when he broke the bread and he said, take, eat, this is my body. You know, they majored on that. They were covenant thinkers. You're getting it now. Now this guy comes over here. He's not thinking covenant, he's thinking life. Hallelujah. Something beautiful. I am the vine, ye are the branches. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He's not saying I'm your representative. He's saying I'm one with you. Oh, now I see. Now I see. Now I see. No wonder. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll never be sick in my life. Hallelujah. When I was ignorant, I got sick. But I found out God's word, I'll never be sick again in my life. Hallelujah. Never. How could I? He's the vine. I am the branch. Oh, come on here. Got the same life. How could I have an infection? It's impossible. When I didn't know I had an infection. When I didn't know I got sick. When I didn't know I was sleeping there weak. And I said, what happened to you? I'm sick. Malaria. Yeah. I found the truth. Glory to God. I found the truth. It was a lie back then. I didn't know. So Satan put it on me because I didn't know. But now I know. Now I know. Hallelujah. Now I know. No wonder Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Cast out devils. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested in me. That he might destroy, paralyze the works of the devil. Now he says, I'm the custodian of this body. I'll never be defeated in my life. Because it stands up tall in me. See, it doesn't matter what you face in life. John understood this. He said, ye are of God, little children, and ye have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now look at Paul. Come. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Glory. Hi. That's why James said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. All right. Colossians chapter 3. Have you seen it? Verse 17. And I want you all to read to me. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever you do, he says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do all in the name, in the name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I see. Why? Because you're in him. You see, you're born in him. He says, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. We are one. So much one that we have the same name. Hallelujah. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Let me show you something. Can you read it for me? Philippians chapter 4 in verse number 13. Again. One more time. I can do. Okay. Now, I know that most of us are acquainted with that King James translation. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Accurate translation. But the word translated through that you have there is a Greek word en. It's spelled en. All right? It means through. It means in. I-N. In English. So you can read it. I can do all things in Christ. You see that? In Christ. Now, actually, if you read that in the Amplified Version, read it for me in the Amplified Version. The Revised Version actually also says the same thing. But I'd like you, I know most of you wouldn't have the Revised Version, but read for me the Amplified Version, Amplified Translation. You got one there. All right.
Verse 13 says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me.
Did you see that? For all things in Christ who empowers me.
Says, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me.
Infuses inner strength into me.
It says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. What a mentality. Think about it. Think about you every day. Every day you have this idea. You know, life is different for different people. There are those who see all the gloom and doom in life. You know, that everything is dark. They always talk about the problems of the world. Some people are troubled by the government. They're all every time they think about the government, they're angry. To them, life looks dark. So when you sing a song like, Arise, shine, for the light is come, the glory of the Lord is risen. It's like, what do you mean the glory of the Lord? They can't see the glory. Thy light is come. They can't see that. They're full of worry. Say, are you saying we shouldn't just understand there are problems? Are we going to ignore the problems? No, a thousand times no. I didn't say ignore the problems. I said use another light. You're using the wrong light. Use another light. The word of God is light. You're not using that one. You're using a different light. You're using the light that the rest of the world has. So you're seeing the same thing they are seeing. Read your Bible. God said when he asked Lot and his family to flee Sodom, and the angels of God came to take them out. Can you imagine? The angels were there to help them. And They said, come on, let's flee from this place. God wants us to destroy it. The angels told them. So Lot and his family fled Sodom. And God said, don't look back. Sodom, the city of Sodom, went up in flames. And the angel said, flee to the mountain. Don't look back. Now, Abraham was far off on the other side, and he was looking at the very thing that God told Lot not to look. Nothing happened to Abraham. He was looking at Sodom. God said, Lot, you don't look at Sodom. He and his family. You know the story. His wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. She was destroyed for looking at what God said not to look. But Abraham was looking at the same thing, and nothing happened to him.
It's important for the word of God to be able to change you.
Because
you know, I used to pray years ago until I found out that without praying like that, what I really needed was to be submissive to the word of God and let the word of God be Lord of my life, rather than expecting the word to just change me. But it was good attitude. So even if it was not accurate in itself,
the wonderful name,
the idea was important. I used to pray, oh God, don't ever let the word become too common to me that it cannot change
you.
And I would say, Lord, if you can change a sinner in a split second,
do it in the
should be able to change
of the Lord Jesus.
But it's not, you can pray like that and still go to hell. Because what God wants to do is submit yourself to the word and do the word.
Jesus. He said, in the
don't wait for the word
the Lord
to change
Jesus.
But
he's telling
that
something.
Meant that I wanted an answer. You get it?
He's emphasizing
and
to you the
I found out
of Jesus
how to
over
apply the word of God
thing.
To myself in my life and make change.
Your salvation became not because you confessed that Jesus is
grow,
the Son of God.
To help us make changes.
All right.
See, he says all scripture
but
is given by inspiration
of God
and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness.
He's Lord over your life.
It's profitable. It'll work.
So
for you.
I believe
if
Jesus Christ
it,
is the Son of God. Great.
Yesterday we talked
that
about
you
faith
is Lord
being
of
made born. The promise of God being made of none effect. And how Jesus said the same thing. He said, you have made the word of
anybody
God of none effect by your traditions. That means by your way of life.
If he doesn't understand
your personal culture. This is what I believe. This is how I go. Well, if this thing that you believe, if this thing that you do is inconsistent with the word of God, you would make the word of God in your life of none effect. And your faith will be made
void.
So you're putting your faith to work, all right, but it's not working because you've made it. So he says, no, dear brothers, I'm still not all I should be, but I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race.
I yearn.
So there's an effort here.
That's
you've got to do something.
Always telling me,
I strain.
For demons to be cast
he says,
out of the
I strain
of failure,
to reach
so
the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for us. Wow.
It's called ignorance gone on.
Go to verse 7. Then he says, dear brothers,
the spirit of rising
turn your lives after
the
man. That means follow my example. And notice who else lives up to my example.
He says, notice.
This man of God was very careful about consistency in ministry. And if you recall, if you study the life of Paul, the ministry of Paul the Apostle, especially if you study the book of Acts and then through the epistles, you discover that oftentimes there were problems. There were people who brought terrible problems, you know, to try to scatter the flock, to try to mess up things. You know, after he had set up a church, there were those who came in and brought some terrible doctrine and tried to destroy everything. So from time to time there was a problem.
How soon?
But he was careful to let them know what he wanted. He said, pardon your life after mine and notice who else lives up to my example. In other words, those are the ones you follow. He didn't say here, pardon your lives after God. He didn't say that because you don't see God. Instead, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. So that's what you do.
Hallelujah.
He says, and notice who else lives up to my example. in ministry. We've laid for you.
See, your limitation as an individual, because most of
a Christian walk. Christians, are you following that example? And like Paul says here, notice who else lives up to my example. Says, if you're going to copy anybody else around, be sure that person is following the same principle, the same example. Otherwise,
you're self-developing in Christ.
I shared with you some time ago. You've been in this ministry for so many years. You've never heard. If you've ever heard, you heard a lie. You never heard that I was fooling people and I wouldn't pay.
All right.
And they're dragging me to pay. And I'm saying tomorrow and next week and next year. Oh, I'll pay later. No, I don't do that.
I get to hear.
Why? Because the Bible says the wicked borrow it and pay it not again. And I'm not the wicked. So I'm not going to borrow and not pay back. That's the role of the wicked. So if you borrow and you don't pay back, you're not following Jesus Christ. You're following a different example.
You understand?
I told you. Way back 1981. I started working to have employees. But I read in the Bible that if someone works for you, you must not fail to pay him his due. Because he said, if you fail to pay him, and he cries to God when he's in need, that God will remember you. That means he'll remember you for evil. That means God will punish you for it. As early as that in my life, I made up my mind. If anybody ever worked for me, I would make sure to pay. I never owed after they worked. And I told you, the reason is not because I was trying to be nice.
Okay. Now, if you're in this place and you have that way of thinking, I feel sorry for you.
The word gives us a mentality. We shouldn't be like the rest of the world.
Because whenever you say
you work
like
for
that,
them and they don't pay you, they take the money round trip and try to use to get some other thing for themselves, get some profit for themselves before they pay those.
Can somebody that is poor again not serve God again?
You realize most worldly books on success, they tell you pay yourself first. Before you pay anyone,
you want to say I refuse to be
successful because they're worldly and they're selfish. They say number one, pay yourself first. They say, if you're ever going to amass wealth, pay yourself first.
Instead of
all
looking
you
and saying,
to read about being,
those poor men not know God. Can someone not be poor and righteous? After all, the Bible says the rich cannot. It's impossible for the rich to get to the kingdom of God. Because it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Like him. Okay? Yeah. And that's the way he's told us. That's how he wants us to live.
When Jesus said,
this is dear brothers, follow your lines up to mine, and notice who else lives up to my example. Notice who else lives up to my example. Careless. Godless, you control your mouth. See, people are unhappy in their lives because they have no self-control. They don't control themselves. Notice who else lives.
It's a special kind of door that was more or less
for
a window.
I have told you some time before, and I say it again now with Jesus. There are many. This was what God.
You could only pass there
are many
at a time
who walk along the Christian road.
And you got there and you are really enemies. Your camel with you. The camel got
their
to
future
very
is eternal loss for their God is
coming
their,
through that window.
They are proud of what they should
to enter the city because
and
the main gates were already closed.
Like here.
That little door.
He says there are many who walk along the Christian road. They walk along the Christian road. So they sing our songs. They live. You know, they do the things we do. But he says they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Why? He says their God is their appetite. What does that tell you? They only serve.
They even have somebody from the other side even have to help you come in.
They're slaves of their minds. Slaves of their own desires. Slaves of their own emotions. That's what they are.
Okay. And by the way,
you were
he was
sent
telling
to buy
his disciples,
20,000
believe
you
they
came back and said
were already rich. So when Jesus said to them,
you went, you bought it 20, and
it
brought it,
for kept to
the 5,000 in your pocket.
For rich men to
coming
be saved,
to church,
they were shocked.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Who then can be saved? If we
you're walking along the Christian road,
saved.
But you are an enemy of the cross.
Listen,
he says,
Peter
your God
was not a fisherman
is not the father of our Lord Jesus
hook
Christ.
Like you
your God
on
is
Papa
your
Express
bed,
road.
But you are in church. You know what Jesus said to his disciples? He said, have I not chosen 12 of you and one of you?
James and John were with their you? Father, a heavy
Bible
fishing businessman. They had
and
servants.
He was the treasure. Jesus is wonderful. He made him the treasure. And the Bible says oftentimes he stole money out of the purse.
If the business was related to
and usually had financial ideas.
You'd be talking about they have
so they could put more money in there and he would take more and more. Remember one time he said to the other disciples, This expensive perfume that this lady put on Jesus, we should sell it and give the money to the poor. And John, the apostle, said, he said that not because he loved the poor, but because he was the treasurer and he had the bag. He says, your desires.
Now, when the guy, followed Jesus, he threw a party.
What you want?
You have to be rich to have a party. He threw a party.
He says, their future and is eternal loss. For their God is their appetite.
You know what kind of disciples they
were? You're sharing the refrigerator with some others. Every now and then, you go there and take out some. What is not yours?
No, some people just think about
their future,
you know, they imagine
for
Jesus going to have that in poverty.
So even though they're praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus,
that's not the
kind
of man
Heavenly Father, but they don't serve. They serve
the son of a carpenter.
Your
mind is
on.
Hey!
Doesn't matter what name you call. Jesus said, what
that's
if you
kind
call
of
Lord, Lord,
mind?
And you don't do what I tell you to do? If you don't do what he tells you to do, he's
the
not your
carpenter
Lord.
Made a
that's
builder.
Why he said on that day, the last day,
Joseph
he said many will say
contractor.
To me, we were serving you. We came to church.
Listen.
And he would say,
listen,
I didn't
listen.
Know. Why? Because their God
study.
Was there.
I'm trying to explain this thing
their
to you.
God was there. They
Joseph
do the things they want to do.
Of
they say what they want to say according to their feelings.
He was royal.
You realize that the people who pride themselves,
Mary,
that they have terrible
Jesus
words,
was also a descendant of David.
Their words inside them,
abusive,
annoying words,
are
heaped up in them. There are some who just carry dictionary.
They
study heavy words or curses. They study. Just
so there was
to
no
use
in
these words
for Jesus to be born
to abuse.
That was because they were traveling.
I gave him a piece of my mind.
Didn't you read
a piece of your dirty mind?
It was not in his house that there was. Listen,
mind.
when the
who would have that piece
no
of
place
it
for them
and be able to sleep
and put them in
that
the
he
stable?
The Holy Spirit. You are right. By the time we were through with him, he lost his sleep.
There.
It's true. Because you are very bad.
Shortly after he was born, he was removed from there.
He said they are proud.
Look at
them. He said they are proud of what they should be ashamed of. See,
with his,
with his
parents.
For their God is their appetite. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of.
The Bible says they met him in
their house. They are proud that they have bad words. Can you imagine that small rat was talking to me? By the time I finished with him, he didn't know where he was. How will he know where he was when a demon had been talking to him?
Hold on.
You are happy.
Hold on.
You met him
when
fast.
Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
You are very happy. You met him fast.
He stopped somewhere and
even sometimes they didn't
prepare
check
for him.
I was trying to move my car out of the car back. This royal guard. He was talking to me. Why did you put your car here? When I was through with him, he didn't know where he was.
Jesus said, relax.
The brother didn't know where he was. He had to come free.
Birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
He didn't know he was
going to meet Satan. There was no place for him. Because the disciples there, the people there, didn't prepare for his coming. James and John were angry. They said, Master, let's come and fire out of heaven even as Elijah did.
That they have bad words.
For we are ministers.
We are
that
called
was
to
the place
minister,
Jesus said,
to
the Son of Man
grace.
Has nowhere to lay
the Bible
his head.
Says that when
he
people hear from
to
us,
head for
they
the
should
night.
Be glad.
Now, in Capernaum,
because we minister life.
Jesus had a house.
Whether we are angry or we are happy,
he had a
when
house
we minister,
Capernaum.
It helps, it lives, it changes. That's what Christ
study your Bible. That
when
place,
Christ was angry,
where we are told
his words
that the man
were still lifted and there were words of love. When he was happy, there were words of love. Every time
that was
it
Jesus
was for the
house.
Good of the earth. That's what
it
calls
Bible says here in
and that's what you must
from Nazareth
be because
to Capernaum.
Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. You realize see,
so
a lot of times that person has cancer. Oh, we don't know where the cancer came from.
Bible says he was in the
know.
House.
Most cancers come from anger and bitterness. So when you see people who are often angry, you can tell they're not going to end up very, very nice. They're
going to
be brought down by cancer, just a matter of time. Maybe when they are 40, 50, 60,
what are you talking about?
Somewhere along the line, you'll have this cancerous growth that's been coming for years already. The root was already there. They just didn't know it.
God is not a selling
brand. Until it grew large enough to start giving pain on the surface. That's when they discovered they had a problem. You know, pain shows us where there's a problem.
He said, "That's what pain does. The gospel to the
until
poor.
You have a pain, you don't know there's a problem.
Gospel to the poor. Good news to the poor.
So pain is
hey, poor.
Pain
you
helps
are no longer poor.
To show you where the problem is.
I have given you an inheritance.
So now they have this pain, and they go to the doctor. But the pain was there.
That's the meaning of the gospel.
They just didn't know it.
He came to change their
to circumcise your heart.
Their estates.
You know what that means? Circumcision is to cut out something. When he says to circumcise your heart, it means cut out those things from your heart.
Don't let anybody deceive you with the message
cut
of
cut out bitterness from your heart. Cut
I'm
out anger from
prosperity
your
teacher
heart.
Or preacher.
Cut out this darkness from
I preach Christ.
Circumcise your heart.
You know, they say I'm this pastor preaches healing. I don't preach healing.
Circumcise your heart.
Prosperity. I don't preach prosperity.
You want your faith to produce
Jesus Christ. And you cannot truly preach Jesus Christ without making many rings.
Hey, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I walked out of the house.
You can't preach without people
and
getting
his.
Here.
Your mother. And you proudly enter the car and go. To be a miracle if you return. What does the Bible say? Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long.
Look what we're talking about again.
That thy days may be long. Said you and your mom are quarreling.
It's unthinkable.
Both of you are now quarreling. So
because
you think
man,
you and your mother are now
hey,
the two wives of the same husband.
Whatsoever you do,
so you're now, both of you are now quarreling. You and your mother.
That means
because
I
you are now
a business in the name
you
of
grown.
Jesus.
You're looking at your mom like this.
In the name of Jesus.
She may be responsible for transferring the demon into you.
You have a shop?
It's possible.
You are the shop owner in the name of Jesus.
In most cases, that's really
you are
what
selling
happened.
In the
because
name of Jesus.
When he is old, he will not depart from it. So if he
okay.
didn't go in the way he wanted him to go,
says, well, that's not exactly what he means.
That
what
must
do you mean
be
by whatsoever
strange.
You do in
because
or
this guy will likely go in the way
says,
you trained him to go. And so if he came up with a demon, find out what happened. Chip off the whole block.
No
but you see,
what it is.
Just because your mother was possessed doesn't mean that you too.
You're
must continue to be possessed.
4 and verse 13,
because you have now come to Christ.
Things.
You are now in the house of God.
In Christ. Who's
it's so hard to deal with Satan. It's very simple.
Me.
It's a simple thing that puts the devil where he belongs. Under
so
your feet.
I give
simple
myself
thing.
A mindset
that
to the
simple
word
thing
of God.
Is. You've
what
got
mindset does he want me to have?
That hatred,
the mindset,
and bitterness,
what you
of
call
the Lord
an I can do mentality.
And that this demon of darkness has found its way into
I
your life.
Think like I can't
does
do
not
this.
Have to stay. And you don't need to wrestle.
I can. So he says, meditate. So I meditate. I can do all things through Christ, which energizes me. I can do all things through Christ, who anoints me. I can do all things in Christ, who empowers me. I'm in Christ. I am in Christ. Christ is in me. Hallelujah. One divine creation. I'm not an ordinary man anymore. One divine creation. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. I am one spirit with him. I'll never be.
Stand
a
against
a God. God. I'm a success. Hallelujah.
It's so simple to deal with the devil. As long as you're trying to wrestle
like
him
this
out,
and be a
you're fasting to get him out, you're asking for so many to pray for you to get him
so
out.
So when I find people
never
who are
go.
On the other side
see
of
where
the street,
you
are. Live on the other side of town,
but a simple
I know what
stand of faith.
To.
And that'll be it.
I know what
he says,
you're listening to. You
their future
the
is eternal loss.
So you're coming
for
up
their
wrong.
God
you're
is their habit.
Wrong. You, that means you're
they
that
are
fellow
proud
who has always believed
of
I'm
what they should be ashamed.
And my father was poor.
And
my mother was poor. My grandfather was poor.
Think about
I'm
is
poor.
This
okay.
life
that's
here
because that's what you were taught.
Earth. This is all they think about is this life here on earth. That's all they're concerned about.
That's what you were talking
about. That's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about what
so
happened.
Coming up
they're
like
not
growing
thinking
up
about
with
the
that
future.
Mentality.
And you talk to them about the future?
No! Anybody you see that you think is rich, you say, is a thief.
They're concerned about today. It's like
every
now.
Rich person uses a thief.
Now. All they want is
because
now.
How could
and God
say,
their future
more than
is
what
eternal
you
loss.
Have if they don't steal.
Future is eternal loss.
And
hallelujah.
Since you can't get it, nobody else
still
has
there?
To be able to get it.
Hmm.
You're wrong.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Change your thinking.
Wow.
The Bible says to renew your
mind. This is, there are many who walk
change
along the Christian road.
Hallelujah.
Who walk along
I'm
the Christian
helper.
Road. Who are truly
I'm a lifter of others.
Enemies of the person.
I'm gonna
did
help
they
the
know
poor?
That they were enemies?
No. I'm gonna
did
help
they plan
the
to be enemies?
No. I'm going to heal the sick.
Did they want to be enemies?
I'm going to raise others up.
Who defined it?
I'm going to bless others.
He says, you worship the
hallelujah. Glory to God.
This is what
God.
I want.
Woo!
And this is what I'm going to get.
Hallelujah.
In Christianity, Jesus
man, oh man.
Is Lord. That means Jesus
that kind of
is the one who has a right to determine
I'm gonna
what you should want in your life.
Make up your mind.
You realize it's wrong
you're
to say,
help the poor.
This is what I want. Well, you didn't know that. Because
hallelujah.
There is the babyish teaching. Whatever you
good
want from God, you do
way.
It for you. So we think that, yeah, this is what I want from God. I want God to do for me what I want. The truth
hallelujah.
Is this. As a child, that is acceptable because you are speaking of faith.
When you're going out, when you're going out,
as you
go
in the Lord,
I go in the name of Jesus.
Whatever you should want in your life should be that which He wants.
Can I tell you something?
So you only represent Him in the earth. So your desires are because of Him. What you want is because of Him. You no longer live your life.
Except,
and oh God, what a life that
those
is.
Words.
For some people, they think that God wants to take something from them.
I don't just carry things and go.
You'll be more fulfilled. You'll be happier. Because you see, you're standing in place.
I want to go for
you want a property, it's because of Him. You want it for Him. Even your clothes, your shoes. You want whatever you want. You want it for Him.
Say,
God's going to wear it. Yes, He's going to wear it.
In the name of Jesus.
He wears it in you.
I have that
then
consciousness in my spirit. I bring it forth. I breathe
the greed that run people's lives. Because the Master leads you. Oh, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores me.
I do that.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name.
Whether formally or
that becomes your son. Becomes your son.
If I'm going to go
Glory.
Through them.
And then when you don't have the opportunity
them,
to do something,
to them,
you're not pained. You're not angry. Why? Because you serve
Lord,
the Master's strategies.
I go there in the name of
he
Jesus.
Knows what to do. He knows what to do.
I'm going to say it out for you to hear me.
Hallelujah.
But
so Christ has given us the life that we should live.
I've got to.
And He wants to be
because there's a
the Lord.
Between your
not one of the Lords
and when you're
in our lives,
there.
But the Lord. He remains the focus.
So many
of
Christians
our
are not
life,
conscious of this
of our choices. Is the focus of our choices.
And yet the Bible
and
tells
I tell
us,
you, you will be
you do,
so happy
or
with your life. You will be so happy with your life. Do you realize that the adjustments I'm telling you to make now?
So learn it now.
Are some of the adjustments some people want to make
after they have lived your life
for so long?
Learn it now.
In emptiness.
In
and I wish they had made this adjustment
until
much earlier in
you master it.
Now they're trying. How can I make this adjustment?
Until you master
and
it.
In their 50s and 60s and 70s, and they're thinking, how can I make this adjustment?
You find the glory of God.
You are almost running late.
Evidently,
but you can do that now.
In your life.
I said, you're almost running late. How long do you want to wait to make the
hallelujah
kind of adjustment you should make? So your focus
put
is
your
Jesus.
Heaven,
you're living for
Him,
and you're happy
hallelujah
about it. Now, some of the Apostle Paul said, he said that, don't only but anything but love. All no man, anything but love. See, we all love. So, owe them nothing. He's not talking about borrowing. Because many have used that to explain that you should not borrow anything from anybody. That's not what that scripture is saying at all. For it says, owe no man anything. What he's saying is, don't find yourself in the precarious situation
you just
where you're
disadvantaged
because
ministry.
Or
more information,
what
please contact
Global
Tape Ministry. Post office number
13563.
Email address
cec@christembassy.org.
Or better still,
come on.
You can find us
if you
on the web,
money from a bank,
www.christembassy.org.
No.
God
bless you. Relationship. You've created a position in your relationship that puts you in a disadvantage because now you owe.